themed schools exist for subjects like the arts, science, and medicine. But what about a school that prepares students to go out to sea or on the Great Lakes? Elizabeth Miller of Great Lakes Today takes us to an Ohio school where students learn skills to become engineers, seamen, or marine biologists.
At the Maritime Academy of Toledo, students learn basics like math and English. They also take classes in boat building. In the boat lab, a few students are working on the inside of a small wooden boat. They're gluing pieces of wood together along the inside of the boat before sanding it down. Rick Brown runs the school's career tech program, which includes navigation, engineering, hospitality, and environmental science.
This boat's going to be a tugboat, and hopefully we'll finish it by this spring. And we auction those off and raise money to buy more wood so we can make more boats.
The Toledo Public Charter School is one of 56 schools around the country that incorporate maritime or marine themes. Maritime focuses on the operation, repair, and maintenance of ships and boats, and a marine theme means oceanography and biology. The students, or cadets as they're called, participate in a daily ritual similar to the U.S. Navy color ceremony, where the whole school gathers in front of the American flag. The theme extends throughout the school, says Principal Aaron Lusk.
The cafeteria is a galley, and the front desk is a helm. The building, it's shaped like a ship. It's considered a training ship and dry dock.
The founders opened the school in 2006 with the idea of letting inner-city kids experience Lake Erie. Freshman Maricela Morales took her first trip on the water when she arrived at the school this year. Now she's thinking about going into the Navy.
It's pretty cool, though, to get to learn about something different than just what every other school is teaching about.
The Toledo School runs from 5th to 12th grade, and after they graduate, students go to the military, college, or straight into a job. Others work on ships or go on to higher education at a maritime college. The hands-on learning in classes like boat building can be used in traditional classes, too, says Dr. Art Sulzer. He's part of a group focused on bringing maritime education to the masses.
If you want to teach physics, you can, of course, teach physics on a blackboard or a smart board with vectors, or you can teach them knots.
Sulzer says the number of maritime schools is growing around the country, but there are only two others in the Great Lakes region, in Buffalo, New York, and Erie, Pennsylvania. There may be more in the future, says Sulzer.
There's a new school that's talking about opening in Cleveland. And, we're starting to get feelers from other ports around the Great Lakes.
But students at the Toledo School still struggle academically. The school lags behind Toledo Public Schools in graduation rates, according to state data released in September. Principal Aaron Lusk plans to improve the school's academic record. He'd also like to see more students working in the industry after graduation. In the boat lab, students are busy honing skills that can help them get those jobs. Dave Brown mentors students in the lab.
The boats are sometimes a little lumpy. They're hardly professional. That's not the point. You know, the point is that it's something they've accomplished that's real, hard, three-dimensional. It's quite a difference from, oh, I passed the test. I built it.
Students also take that sense of accomplishment outside the classroom. Last summer, several students worked on the U.S. brig Niagara during the Tall Ships Festival. And next summer, students will get another taste of ship living on the USS Ares, an old Navy vessel that will sail the Ohio River. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Elizabeth Miller.